Good morning.
And how about the time of day right after lunch?
Good afternoon.
And the time of day around supper time?
Just hello.
Oh. Well, would you say anything after dark as a greeting?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't ever say good evening?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
What time of day is evening to you?
7 on.
And would you pronounce that word for me?
7.
No, the
evening.
That one, yeah.
See, that's what she's trying to get you to do. Dog.
Yeah, and what would you say if you were leaving somebody in the morning?
Goodbye.
Would you ever say good day?
No.
Okay. What do you say when you're leaving somebody after dark?
Good night.
Would you ever say good night when you were greeting them?
No.
Okay. And if you had to start work very early in the morning, before the sun had come up, you'd say, I had to start work before?
Before dawn?
What's another way of saying dawn?
I don't know.
A way with, and a word with sun in it? Before sun something?
Sundown?
Well, in the morning, early.
I don't know.
What's the opposite of sundown? Sundown.
Sun up.
Okay. Now, if I said to you, what time did the sun come up this morning, you would say the sun
came up at 5 o'clock.
Well, what's another way of saying came up? The sun
rose.
All right, and the sun has
set.
No, still in the morning. The sun has
risen.
All right. If today is today Tuesday?
Yes.
Thank you. If Tuesday is today, then Monday was
yesterday.
And Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
If somebody came on Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that one, you'd say he came
the
when?
Sunday before last.
All right, and suppose he's coming not this next Sunday, but the Sunday beyond that one, he's coming when?
2 weeks.
All right. And if somebody stayed in your house from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about how long?
2 weeks.
Okay. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd say to somebody?
What time is?
And he would look at his?
Watch.
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was?
7:30.
Is there another way of saying that?
7:30.
Mm-hmm. And if it were 15 minutes later, it would be?
7:45.
Or?
9:45.
Good. Mm-hmm. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say you've been doing it for quite a
while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you said that one already. If a child had just had his 3rd birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. And if something happened on exactly this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
3 years ago.
Or last year.
Happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm. If you look up at the sky, you'd say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And what about on a kind of day like today when there are no clouds in the sky? And what kind of a day is that?
Beautiful though.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cold though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how about the opposite kind of day when there are all kinds of clouds?
Clouds.
Anything else? Where it looks as though it's going to rain any minute and you just hate to be out in it.
Just a bad day.
All right. If it has been fair and then the clouds start coming in, you say the weather's doing what?
Changing.
And if it's just the opposite, it's been cloudy and the clouds start pulling.
Don't clear up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a very heavy rain?
Downpour.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms for that?
Heavy rain.
Any old country expressions for it or anything?
No.
Okay. How about one that has thunder and lightning with it?
Thunderstorm.
All right. If the wind was very high in the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown.
And the wind will
blow.
Okay. These verbs will keep coming in, so be prepared for
okay.
them. If the wind was coming from, I don't know what direction. You know what direction that is?
No. I'm not good on directions.
Okay. Well, let's pretend that that's north. If the wind was coming from this way, you'd say the wind is
from the south.
Mm-hmm. And if a wind were halfway between south and west, what would you call it?
Southwest.
And halfway between south and east?
Southeast.
And